Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Glory to God, just one short message, a special message that is a standalone message, not part of this current series. The basic title, working title, is We Are Helpless Without God. I want to just make some quick points here. I kind of always realized this, but just recently it's become clearer to me that in the natural, we are helpless without God Almighty. Totally helpless. We need four things for our survival. We need sunlight, air, water, and food. Those first two we need all the time. Take away one of those and we die. The last two, water and food, if we don't have water for 3 days, we die. If we don't have food for 30 days, we will die. We cannot provide any of those four things ourselves. God Almighty provides them. Amen. In His graciousness, His goodness. Even if somebody doesn't believe in Him and they don't believe that He provides them, that doesn't change anything. He provides those things. We cannot, it's very obvious on the first two, right? Sunlight and air, we cannot provide those ourselves. It is so plain and obvious that He is God Almighty and we are nothing without Him in the natural. And it's the same thing in the spiritual. We are helpless without Him. We are dead without Him, spiritually dead. And so we should humble ourselves before Him. We should be in awe of Him. It's only common sense that we should give our whole life to Him and just seek Him. And that's really the normal way. And if someone does that, they truly seek Him directly, not through some religion. Religion never works. Religion is dead. But seeking Him for real, someone will find Him. And this is simple, it's basic, it's easy. So the next issue is, who is the one true God? So the real issue is finding and having a relationship with that one true God. And of course, it's through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. I want to just kind of put this out on the table. Everyone comes up with all these objections and they fire all these questions off. I've been kind of asking these questions and trying to come up with my best answers of how I would, if I was in a debate or if I gave a podcast, how would I answer the objections, like the classic objections we all hear. How could God let anyone go to hell for eternity? Or here's another one I've heard from someone that I know. He believes people just believe based on where they're born. That's a pretty legitimate question. If someone's born in a certain part of the world, the main religion or faith there, they more than likely will be in that. Here's a couple of things about all these objections. I've said this before, I want to say it again. We should not question the Almighty God. We should fear Him. Jesus said, "Fear Him who has power to cast both body and soul into hell. I tell you whom you should fear. Fear Him." And okay, second thing, we just don't have all the answers. We can present objections and ask all these questions on and on and on and do that our entire life. We don't have all the answers. Look at what I presented earlier. We're helpless without Him in the natural. We would die instantly without God providing these things that we need. The four main things, we can't provide any of them ourselves. It's the same thing spiritually. We are helpless. We know nothing. We can do nothing. Apart from Jesus Christ, we are dead. So, it's just common sense. We humble ourselves before Him. We don't present all these objections and just and fire all these questions at Him. And all these people that are presenting all these objections, once one's answered, they just present another one. And they come up with another one. And they come up. And so I want to finish up with this. I was just reading one of the parables, and it's famous parable when a king had I believe it's a marriage supper, and he invited certain people to this celebration dinner. And the first the first group of people he asked, invited, said no. They said, I've got to go take care of this business. I'm going over here to get married. I'm not going to. An important line from that parable is, the host of the feast that said, those who were invited were not worthy. That's something for us to think about. In when we present all these objections, when we have pride and self-will, and we don't humble ourselves before God Almighty, if someone is engaged in things like that, it might be the kind of behavior that's not worthy of having a relationship with him. Who is worthy? Let's just do what Jesus said to do. Let's follow what the Master says to do. Let's love God with everything that we have, all of our heart, soul, mind, strength. Do unto others as we would have them do to us. Seek first the kingdom of God, which is the presence of Jesus Christ. Seek Him and humble ourselves before Him, the Almighty. Repent of our sins, which we all need to do, and seek Him with our whole heart. And just some thoughts for the day, that we're helpless without Him, both in the natural and in the spiritual, and that also that we don't have all the answers. There's many objections and questions. We don't have all the answers. We are helpless. We are finite, mortal, tiny little creatures that are so fortunate that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us and save us. And so, therefore, we should humble ourselves before Him. That's the third point. Humble ourselves before Him. Do what He says to do, and all will be well. Thanks for listening to Wonder in Reality.